neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Concluded his mission, so he wanted to relax a little bit. So he had a glass of wine. So he didn't have access to Tylenol or Advil. Yeah, glass. But some hold actually not that he overdrank. It says Hayayin. Harav Keli Agar explains that it was the same amount of wine that usually he was drinking. That's what the hay is emphasizes, that the Nachas V'Shalom, he drank too much. But because the status of the earth changed, as we see, the winter and the seasons, and you know, as we are informed, it changed because the whole status of the earth changed. So when the earth changed, so the people became weak. So now here there's an interesting point that when Shem and Yafet wanted to give respect to the father, it says that Vayikach Shem Vayafet et Hasimla Vayasimu al Shechem Shenehem Vayilechu Acharonit. So they went backward to give respect to their father. So Rashi HaKadosh brings, that is in Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, that Shem and Yafet, they were rewarded. Shem was rewarded to have mitzvah tzitzit, and Yafet was rewarded by burial of his children, that is Gog and Magog, that we see soon, that is North Korea and Iran. Is that a shame? So now here is a very puzzling thing. What does it mean that Shem was rewarded by having the mitzvah tzitzit and Yafet by Kevura Levanab? So now Rashi HaKadosh explains that Shem was nitametz by the mitzvah. What does it mean nitametz? So you're talking about, it's a blanket that they're holding and they're going backward. So what is it to nitametz? Does he have a full extra energy? So here we see that actually there's a big difference between these two brothers, the way they respected their father. And how do we know this? Because the formula that Ribbono Shel Olam deal with us is called midah keneged midah. What does that mean? So their attitude toward this procedure and the reward tells us how they were doing it. As we know, tzitzit is keneged kol mitzvot, mitzvah tzitzit. What does it mean? Nitametz here means that Shem had such a excitement. He was so swift. He wanted to do it right away. But what is Pevura means? What's the Pevur for? What is the Pevur for? What do you put in the Pevur? Gold, silver, what do you put? What type of body? Dead body! Dead! So here the powerful message here is Shem, when he did the mitzvah, it was full of life, excitement. But Yafet, he was dead. Dead. No excitement, no simcha, no hitlahabut, nothing. So here we see what a big difference it is. You grab the blanket at the same time. One is rewarded by such a great mitzvah, and the other one, to be buried. Why? Because the attitude is different. That means the way you think of serving Hashem makes such a big difference. You cannot wait, wow, what time is gonna come? When it's gonna be 6 or 10, so I can put on my talit tefillin. Wow, you cannot wait. Every second you come, look at the clock. Whoa, when is it going to be? When is it going to be, you know? 4:30, I come to shiur. 5:30, run to the mincha.
Cannot wait. Keep looking at the clock. No, why is it going too slow?
How come it's not? How come it's not moving? See what the big difference is. Nit amet, such a omet to do the mitzvah. Hashem is like, no, to be full of omet. Hazad Hashem, full of excitement to serve Ribono Shel Olam. Hazad Hashem, nizkeh ve'avi yeshuot v'sorot tovot. Amen. Koyel ha'nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koyel ha'nishomot, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.